In Bahrain, police have fired tear gas to disperse anti-government protesters in the capital, Manama. People took to the streets defying martial law. Authorities keep trying to enforce martial law to curb anti-government demonstrations, which began in mid-February. In Libya, reports say the opposition has now seized control over the oil-rich city of Ras Lanuf. The revolutionary forces have also recaptured the key cities of Bin Jawad, Oghayla, Ajdabiya, and Brila. This as French warplanes destroyed at least five Libyan Air Force fighter jets and helicopters. The Stop the War Coalition has released a report accusing the Western forces of using bombs and missiles armed with depleted uranium warheads in their attacks on Libya. The report says the DU munitions were used during the first 24 hours of the war. British police have attacked demonstrators in central London out to protest against the government's austerity measures. Police say at least 84 people have been injured. Hundreds of other protesters have also been arrested. Britons took part in a rally dubbed March for the Alternative on Saturday. In Japan, authorities are still struggling to curb the country's nuclear crisis. Workers now have been pulled out of a reactor building at the Fukushima nuclear power plant due to fears of high levels of radiation. The officials say they are conducting more tests to confirm the previous readings. At least two Palestinians have been killed in a fresh Israeli airstrike on the northern Gaza Strip. On Tuesday, Israel's bombing of the coastal strip left at least 10 Palestinians dead and dozens more wounded. Palestinian factions have met in Gaza to discuss the latest Israeli attacks. In Yemen, anti-regime protests have flared up once again. This time, protesters have rejected President Ali Abdullah Saleh's latest speech and his refusal to resign. The longtime ruler says he is not stepping down amid fears of a civil war in the country. And Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has criticized the U.S. and its allies for imposing their will on other nations to serve their own interests. Ahmadinejad also says that the West keeps repeating the same mistakes and it has not learned from its failures in Iraq and Afghanistan.